The Congolese army, backed by the UN Forward Intervention Brigade, was widely reported to be driving the last of Rwanda's M23 militia from their positions in the Democratic Republic of the Congo's most war-ravaged province, North Kivu, on eastern Congo's border with Rwanda. At the same time, Western elites stepped forward to tell the world what's best for Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo now. John Prendergast, former national security advisor under Bill Clinton and co-founder of the Enough Project, is commonly delegated to put forth the global elite plan. Prendergast wrote a CNN opinion piece titled Rwanda, the Key to Congo's Peace, which has topped Google search headlines for the past several days. KPFA's Ann Garrison has more.
Western elite spokesperson John Prendergast wrote in Rwanda, the Key to Congo's Peace, that once M23 is no longer waging war in the Kivus, Rwanda can become the Singapore of Africa, meaning the corporate gateway to the resource wealth of the Congo, as Singapore is the corporate gateway to the resource wealth of Malaysia and Indonesia. Rwanda's exemplary infrastructure, meaning the infrastructure of its capital city, Kigali, he argued, qualify it to become the corporate gateway to the Congo. Critics of this long-standing plan and its latest iteration have pointed out that Singapore is an authoritarian spy state, as is Rwanda, and that last year it crushed its first labor strike in 26 years, in 2 days' time. In 2010, when imprisoned Rwandan opposition leader Victoire Ingabire was able to speak to KPFA, she said that she was attempting to stand for the presidency against sitting President Paul Kagame and in opposition to the Singapore development model, which deprived Rwanda's majority rural population for the sake of its modern capital and business hub, Kigali.
The rural population in Rwanda has been neglected for the last 16 years instead of the Singapore model of development, which gives the lion's share to a tiny, urban, privileged elite. I would invest in agriculture, I would invest in rural roads and health networks. I would review the land management, and I would give priority to the substance food crops rather than cash crops, which benefit mostly to traders from urban areas. For example, ask people to cultivate only maize. If you ask them to cultivate only maize for export, but what they will eat, this is why I will give priority to enough food to my people.
John Prendergast also praises post-conflict Angola, where some of the greatest oil wealth on the African continent is extracted by multinational oil giants, and what remains is concentrated in a very few hands, mostly those of President José Eduardo dos Santos, while most Angolans, like most Rwandans, remain very poor. In response to Prendergast's proposal that Rwanda now become the corporate gateway to Congo, Ugandan Black Star News editor Milton Alamadi asked, and what about 6 to 10 million dead Rwandans and Congolese after Rwanda and Uganda's 17-year war in Congo? South African mining researcher David Van Wyk said that Prendergast talked like a rapist who wanted to use Rwanda as a gateway to penetrate and ravage Congo. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.